This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The film version of The Hunger Games comes out in a few weeks. It's based on the best-selling young adult novel of the same name, set in a dystopian post-apocalyptic world. The hype around the movie has pushed sales of The Hunger Games trilogy to new heights. And as NPR's Lynn Neary reports, publishers are eagerly churning out more novels with similar settings.
In the beginning, The Hunger Games was not considered a sure thing. Why would it be? It's the story of a world where teenagers are forced to fight each other to the death in a game that's broadcast and watched everywhere, like a reality TV show. David Levithan, editorial director at Scholastic, which publishes the books, says the company took a risk on The Hunger Games because they trusted the writer, Suzanne Collins. It wasn't until Collins turned in the first manuscript that Levithan understood what he had.
It came in on a Friday, and I and the other two editors working on it read it over the weekend, and then that Monday we just looked at each other and said, wow.
Now there are more than 26 million copies of all the Hunger Games books in print in the U.S., and all three books consistently top the bestseller lists. The film version of the book stars Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss, the courageous young heroine who volunteers to take part in the games in order to save her little sister from that fate.
Our tributes, Peter Mullark and Katniss Everdeen.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
There's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out.
Dystopian fiction has been around for a long time, but the success of The Hunger Games has spawned a whole new crop of books set in a grim future where an authoritarian regime is just begging to be overthrown. These books are aimed straight at a teenage audience.
Dystopia is the new vampire, for sure.
Sarah Petrie is not a teenager, but she loves young adult fiction and writes about it on her website, Forever Young Adult. Look in the young adult section of any bookstore and you'll see shelves full of these books. Some of them even have covers that clearly imitate The Hunger Games. Petrie says there's always a hero or heroine, no older than the early 20s, faced with a life or death situation in a post-apocalyptic world.
You know, it's fun to see so many books try to guess how the world will end. I mean, there's super volcanoes been very popular, virus is very popular, nuclear bombs very popular, but it is kind of fun to see writers trying to stretch and be like, what else could happen? What other terrible tragedy could occur?
It's kind of an alternate history of the United States in which love has actually been declared a contagious disease.
Lauren Oliver says she never intended to be part of a dystopian fiction trend. She just wanted to explore the idea of a society that views love as a disease and forces its citizens to be cured of it at the age of 18. Pandemonium, the second book in her trilogy, has just been released. Oliver says young people today can identify with the characters in these kinds of stories.
The young protagonists are inheriting this kind of dark and broken world, and with a little bit of pluck and courage have to navigate it and try to salvage some kind of happy ending. And I do think there's a lot of parallels to how young people kind of feel nowadays as they're confronting this future, which is very uncertain in this country economically, and they're inheriting what they see as kind of a broken world.
The best of these books, says Sarah Petrie, offer richly imagined visions of a world changed forever by a cataclysmic disaster. In Juliana Baggett's Pure, a massive bombing leaves survivors forever fused to whatever they were doing at the moment of the detonations. Petrie says it's a riveting device.
I loved how gross the mutations were in her book. She had a doll's head for her hand. She had the guy she likes has, like, birds in his bag. It was really fascinating and gross. It's like a train wreck. You can't look away.
Rebellion plays a big role in these books, says Petrie, and it helps to have what she calls swoon, that is, a hot romance. Most are action-packed. Some, like the Chaos Walking trilogy by Patrick Ness, are violent.
If you think Suzanne Collins is mean in Hunger Games with all the people she kills, just wait till you meet Patrick Ness. I mean, he will make you cry. I cried so much reading all three books, but I found them to be absolutely amazing.
Not everyone is as big a fan of these books as Petrie. David Levithan, understandably, has a warm place in his heart for The Hunger Games, but he's not convinced that dystopian fiction will knock the vampire off its young adult perch.
I, as a reader, when I finish a dystopian novel, I just want to go read Pride and Prejudice. I feel that if you sat there and only read about broken worlds over and over again, I think it would get a little bleak and tiresome. So I'm not quite sure people are just reading this in the same way that they were like, oh, I'm just going to read vampire romance over and over again.
Of course, a dystopian world with vampires, that's another story. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.